This is Fresh Air. 44-year-old British conductor Geoffrey Tate is just completing an American tour with the English Chamber Orchestra. He's led the orchestra since 1985 and is the first permanent conductor the orchestra has had in its 25-year history. This is one of the many extraordinary achievements in Tate's brief career. Our classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has this review of a new recording of Geoffrey Tate conducting the English Chamber Orchestra.
Listening to Geoffrey Tate's recent recording of two late Haydn symphonies, you'd never guess his painful history of physical deformities. He's been crippled since birth with spina bifida, acute scoliosis, and a partially paralyzed right leg. In fact, his first profession was medicine. But these performances have an effortless buoyancy that speaks only of easy grace and mobility. I first heard him and noticed him on the telecast of the Met's Centennial Gala. He conducted the Papageno Papagena scene from Mozart's Magic Flute, and he was one of very few musicians that night who played his music with the right style, with any style at all. Then I heard him again on a Met tour, conducting an elegant performance of Mozart's Così fan tutte. It didn't surprise me to learn that he had been assistant to Pierre Boulez for the famous production of Wagner's Ring at Bayreuth. The Met orchestra played with a similar sense of clarity and balance. Not everything I've heard him do since has been equally good. Many people are impressed with his Mozart symphony recordings, but I find them a little mannered and slightly enervated. He's doing a series of Mozart concertos with Mitsuko Uchida, and the ones I've heard are gorgeous but somewhat soulless. Yet these Haydn symphonies are special. Here's the moment near the beginning of the exquisite Military Symphony, number 100, where the slow introduction dissolves into the delectable allegro. Haydn's music is so much less complex, or at least so much less ambiguous than Mozart's. It's puzzling that so few conductors get him right. They either make the music too heavy or too lightweight and trivial. But like the great 18th century poets, Haydn's music is a perfect, inextricable blend of seriousness and wit. Its sparkle comes from being deeply cultured and knowing about life, and knowing in what ways art is different from and better than life. And that's just the balance Geoffrey Tate gets in these Haydn performances. These two symphonies in a bellicose vein, the Military and the Drum Roll, alternate between the charm of toy soldiers and the solemnity of real war. The opening of the Drum Roll has the ominous weight and power of the Day of Judgment music of a Requiem Mass.
Thank you.
The drum roll, however, shows a certain Mozartian uncertainty. Listen to this passage from what you'd expect to be a purely charming minuet. But perhaps Tate's greatest achievement is the gracious elegance of a movement like the Allegretto from the Military Symphony, a movement that began life 8 years earlier as a romanza for two hurdy-gurdies and was one of Haydn's greatest hits in his own lifetime. Tate plays it without condescension and with a touching element of gravity. Pleasure, Papa Haydn tells us, is also a serious business.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches at the University of Massachusetts in Boston. He reviewed a recent recording of two Haydn symphonies, the Military Symphony and the Drum Roll Symphony, performed by the English Chamber Orchestra under the direction of Jeffrey Tate. This is Fresh Air.